come and gather round me comrades, and a sad tale I will tell of my married life out on the plains and of my big wife Belle. We've been married now for 20 years, it seems about 63. I never knew till I married that gal how tough this life could be. Oh, I courted her for 2 short months, and finally we were wed. I placed the ring upon her hand and the noose around my head. I bought a little ranch house way out on the plains. We settled down for a peaceful life, or at least that's what she claimed. Oh, she'd start into complaining before she was out of bed about her corns and bunions and a terrible pain in her head. How she might have had corns and bunions, but the other was just a fake. She couldn't have had a pain in her head, she had nothing inside to ache. I remember one night when I came home late, the memory lingers yet. As soon as I stepped inside the door, she grabbed me by the neck. She took a swing with her rolling pin, but she missed and hit the clock. I made a run for the old back door, but I found she had it locked. Oh, she cornered me in the parlor and walloped me over the head. She made me promise on bended knee I'd never be late again. Then she grabbed my collar and opened the door and threw me out in my pants. I'm telling you, boys, that woman of mine can make the devil dance. And talk about your appetites, that woman just couldn't be filled. It cost $200 a month to pay up the grocery bill. A peck of potatoes and 16 eggs on her, it would never fizz. She'd eat them all up, get on the floor, and help the dog eat his. Oh, she got so fat she couldn't walk straight, she waddled just like a duck. I had to widen all the doors to keep her from getting stuck. The day that we got married, she weighed 105. I'll never know what she weighs today, cause the scale won't go that high. But I know she won't live forever, someday she'll pass away. If she gets up to heaven, send me the other way. Oh, boys, don't ever get married, just take a tip from me. You're better off sorry at 96 than dead at 43.